If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? I am coming to you guys live. I'm outside the Chase Center. I watched this down at Splash, which was a great time, but the 49ers game, not so much. Started off incredible, and I do have to make sure that I say this. Like, the 49ers backups went out and played this game against the Broncos starters for the first, like, quarter and a half, and held their own. They were up 9-0. The defense literally got a safety. The 49ers offense with literally two starters, projected starters for the 49ers, like, opening day roster on offense, went down, drove, scored a touchdown. It was awesome. But this game was kind of a microcosm of the 49ers roster construction. And what I mean by that is very top heavy. And once there was, you know, no quote-unquote starters, like, anywhere close to the 49ers, offense or defense, absolute implosion. But this is exactly what you get when you skip free agency. I've been screaming it from the mountaintops, you know, all offseason, and it showed its head. When the backups got in there, and you, like, even once you got past the twos, it was just a bunch of people that perhaps should not have been out there in that situation, and you kind of do him a disservice. And Carter Bradley, like, it's difficult to maintain this. Okay, several different things that a lot of pre-qualifiers with what I'm about to say. I have no issue whatsoever with the idea of treating players like they, not like they are. They are. These are human beings with emotions and just are freaking awesome. But at the same time, gosh, you have to be able to be critical of the play that is out there. And these players, I mean, it was bad. To say that it was bad, like, Carter Bradley, I get it. He got the job because he's Gus Bradley's son. Team nepotism. Shanahan believes in it more than anything in life itself. It's just what it is. And Carter Bradley is tall. He's got a rocket arm. He's a good-looking kid. All those things. That dude is not an NFL player. No more than John Chapman is an NFL player. And if I was out there, criticism would have to come at me as well. And it should. Like, this is a football show that we are going to critique and praise based on what is best for the 49ers. And Carter Bradley ain't it. That dude does not need to be playing right now in the NFL. And if Gus Bradley was not his dad, and if Gus Bradley was not on this coaching staff, there's 0% chance this dude is signed. But this is a Shanahan staple. This is what Shanahan does. And you saw how terrible. And it's not even like this is exactly what he's shown all week in camp. I've been there. It's been so bad. And it's not like Tanner Mordecai was better, but Tanner Mordecai didn't even get a practice this week because he got cut. Showed up, you know, off the bench, did better, but still not good. You've got two quarterbacks. And I hate that I started off negative, but I'm constantly trying my hardest to balance this idea of be respectful. You don't tear these people down. And man, why the hell would you put that guy out there? Why? To save money. That is why he is here. And so that sucks. Carter Bradley's not an NFL player. So I said that, and it kind of ruined a lot of other players on this team who are fighting for chances and fighting for careers that should be there, that don't get looks in the wide receiver, that don't get looks at the tight end position, because you went with such poor kind of quarterback play, which is so frustrating. So frustrating. I absolutely hate it. But take it for what you will. Now, stock up. A lot of players played well. A lot of players played well, and a lot of it's going to be nuanced. And probably the thing I'm most excited about, I'm going to get a breakdown film, which is going to be an absolute blast. And so I'm very, very excited about that. So new film is up. We'll have that up on our Patreon if you haven't signed up yet. Link is in the description of this video, the49ersrush.com or our Patreon channel. Every offense and defensive play, we're going to break it down. Coaches tape, all that stuff, it's coming your way. And that's going to give us a much better kind of look into how they played or quote-unquote didn't play. So let's go through the stock-up players. Initially, Jordan Watkins was, holy cow, the explosive plays that Jordan Watkins has had since the 49ers offseason started, so consistent. But, man, and it started off on that first drive. You had that seam route. Was incredible. It was awesome. From that point on, it was kind of down. And I know somebody's going to be like, Jordan Watkins, like, maybe not a stock-up guy. He got rerouted on one of that Mac Jones sacks. I think it was against Sertan. I have to see the actual film. But, you know, he went off the line, got jammed, fell down. That was Mac Jones' first read. Couldn't get the ball to him and then had to go on to a second, third read, and the offensive line was terrible, got sacked. So Jordan Watkins up and down. And that's the type of negatives that keeps young wide receivers from playing for Kyle Shanahan. If you can't be consistently relied upon in those types of situations, you don't play for Shanahan in the regular season. So I know a lot of people are going to that watch the first quarter or they see the box score or whatever, they're going to be like, Jordan Watkins should be starting. Pump the brakes on that. Yeah, the explosives are there. Consistency has to be there in order to get to that level. Junior Bergen, I thought, was nice as a returner. I thought special teams were good. Kickoff, he had a great kickoff, got past the 35, had a great punt return, showed some electricity, didn't do great as a receiver, but I thought that was good. Tackling and team defense, when you had any type of starters out there, man, how great is it to have Robert Saleh back? It just unbelievable. And again, like, you didn't even have your starting defense out there, but the Broncos had their starting offense out there. And through three drives with the Broncos starters versus the 49ers defensive backups, three drives, they had 30 total yards of offense for the Broncos, two first downs, one of them by penalty, and negative 2 points because you got a safety. So, you know, I was at the training camp practice, the joint practice, all that stuff, when the Broncos kind of manhandled the 49ers on all three phases of the game. That didn't happen when you had the top-end players out there. Not even all the top-end players, just some. Like, did their damn job. So I love seeing that. Now, if there was one player that I had to be like, who's the player of the game? Chase Lucas, number 26, slot corner. He played all four quarters. Nickel blitzes, got the safety, pass breakups, forced a fumble, tackles all over the place, energy out the wazoo. It just took time. And part of me said, I wasn't going to bring this player up, but you know who's been coaching the Nickels for three seasons? Nick effing Sorensen. Now that he is gone, they are allowed to flourish. Chase Lucas was on this roster last year, couldn't even get a jersey, couldn't even suit up in a game. This dude balled out, I would say, the play of the game, player of the game. I thought that he looked really, really good. Marquise Siegel, the rookie, got the start, was incredible. I hate that he had the injury, had a knee issue. We'll have to see how that goes. But he was, man, he was hitting. He was flying around the field. That eraser role at the safety position, I thought Marquise Siegel was freaking awesome. I was really, really proud to see the rookie just show out. And you just see it. I've been screaming this for a long time, even before the draft, that I thought he was a perfect 10 out of 10 on our 49ers draft scale. He fit exactly what the 49ers wanted from that role. Wasn't a perfect game, but so many plays. Hopefully that injury doesn't come back bad. Hopefully that injury doesn't come back bad. Tatum Bethune, he's your number four linebacker. And, you know, we'll get to the stock down, but Nick Martin had just about as bad a game as you could possibly have in coverage, gave up a touchdown, missed three tackles on one drive alone, had more missed tackles than that. He was just doing too much. But the idea of Nick Martin being a starting linebacker week one, that you got to put that in the past. The rookie's going to take some time. And that's not against him. He's a third-round rookie. Third-round rookies shouldn't necessarily start. First-round rookies should start. Second-round rookies should be rotational pieces. Third-round rookies should be rotational pieces. And that's what he's going to be. He's going to be on special teams, all that stuff. But Nick Martin, rough, man. It was really, really gave up touchdown, missed tackles, just doing too much. He's got to let the game come to him and react and read a little bit more than trying to force things. That was rough. That was a little rough to me. Kalia Davis, wow, 93. I said negative, and I said I thought that he sucked as a football player earlier this week. He has not practiced well. Dude made so many plays. Horrible camp, but was great. Had a sack. He had a tackle for loss. He had multiple hustle plays. Kalia Davis, number 93. I think he's your starting defensive tackle. It's crazy. I mean, he started this game, obviously, but if Jordan Elliott doesn't come back, I think it's him and C.J. West are your two starting defensive tackles, you know, after this week. So can he tie together more positive stuff? But, man, 93. He might be my number two player of the week, player of the game. Chase Lucas won. I'd go Kalia Davis probably too. Bradley and I, another situational pass rusher, showed up continuously. Sebastian Valdez, number 55. It was up and down. His tape, you know, wasn't as consistent, but he made four or five positive plays, impact plays. Still getting washed down in the run game, but at least he's doing something positive. So, yeah, 55, Sebastian Valdez, he's making this roster. With the injuries to Kevin Givens, with the injury to Jordan Elliott, and with, let's be honest, the second-round pick, Alfred Collins, who's going to be a rotational guy anyway, and they kept him out there. And they basically said, Alfred Collins, you're playing all three downs. It was like third and 10, and that dude's out there rushing the pass. That's not what he is yet. And I do not think Alfred Collins had a good day. He's a major stock down. He got blown off the ball way too often, playing way too high. It all wasn't bad. His energy, his effort is as advertised, but Alfred Collins and, you know, your second and third round rookies did not pan out. Your first round rookie wasn't out there. Even your other third round rookie, Upton Stout, wasn't out there, but that was a positive because he's kind of locked down that job already. Rookie class kind of took a little hit today. And again, when you rely on rookies to do everything, you're playing with fire. And like, you cannot be dependent upon rookies. And, yeah, you had an 11-person draft class. You got six undrafted free agents. That's not to be dependent upon. And it's a preseason game, and they got meaningful reps. But you kind of hurt yourself by depending so much on this roster, and that's why you got freaking dog-walked in the second half, because the rookies aren't going to play well in the NFL. It takes time. You don't write the book. They're not busts. That's not what it is. It's nothing like that. But you have to be able to look at it and just say, man, you cannot rely on rookies to do everything. You just can't. But the 49ers are. And this is going to kind of be the situation. If you stay healthy, 49ers are going to be great. They're one of the most top-heavy rosters in the NFL. But you have a couple of injuries, and you've got to rely on some of these young bucks, you're going to have a hard time. Now, I've got five more players that I want to talk about stock up on. Then we're going to kind of pivot to the stock down. But before we do, if you bet anything this year, you know what you got to do.
Your fantasy league pays bragging rights. My bookie pays cash. Gear up for another banger of a football season with a full-service sportsbook and casino in one. Whether you're firing off futures, betting the spread, spinning the slots late at night, everything runs through one account, one wallet, no switching apps. MyBookie has it all. Right now is the perfect time to get ahead of the curve with college football kicking off August 23rd. My bookie's got national championship, Heisman odds, already live. Lock in your picks early before the lines start moving. And if you're brand new, you get a little extra juice. Sign up with promo code 49ers, 49ERS, or scan this QR code next to me. Drop in $100. My bookie adds $50 for free. Go bigger, get more for your money. The action's heating up, the odds are moving, and this season is shaping up to be a good one already. Don't miss it. Bet big anytime, anywhere, and I mean anywhere, including California, with MyBookie.
All right, let's talk five more players who I thought had major stock up today in the Broncos preseason game. Trey Brown. I was kind of shocked that his snaps didn't come till later. I think those are going to flip next week, week two. But he made them count. And now it was against the number threes and fours, whatever. Had an amazing forced fumble, was good on special teams, just was all over the place and kind of doing his damn job. Like, the 49ers, again, consistency is everything on the back end of this roster. It's not so much if we put this player in, they can make a play. It's who can we put in that's not going to cost us. That's kind of the way this roster construction has taken place. And I thought 22 Trey Brown was good. Jalen Mahoney, who was cut last week, brought back. Goodness. Strong safety play. I don't think that the 49ers trust him to be on the active 53, but he's a quantified NFL player that gets the job done, knows the system, doesn't make mistakes, hustles rear end off, makes the defense a better group. Jalen Mahoney continues to shine. And I don't think he's going to make the 53, but damn it, that was another good game of tape. He's small. He's slow. He's whatever else. He just gets the job done. And with a defense that did not get the job done, whenever you got the first and second team out there, he was huge. Jake Tonjes came up with some big catches. I thought one of them was a drop. They upheld it. Played some fullback, played tight end two, had some, you know, catches. I thought he made the most with his opportunity. You had some of the worst quarterback play in the world for the 49ers, and somehow he still come up with two big plays. I thought that was important. Corey Kiner, more just consistently tough. You know, when that Amir Abdullah injury happened, that sucks, man. Like, the 49ers are just snake-bitten at certain positions, and running back is one of those. So Corey Kiner's day was done. They transitioned to Amir Abdullah and Keyshawn Vaughn, but Keyshawn Vaughn got signed off the street this morning. That dude don't know the playbook. I know he was with the Niners in the past, but things change. He ain't taking no snaps with those quarterbacks ever. So they had to bring Corey Kiner back, and that's just kind of been what he's been able to accomplish in camp. He's just there. He's not injured. Best ability, durability. Corey Kiner's got it. Not a lot of explosive plays, but tough, runs hard, gets the damn job done. I feel like that was a positive thing for him. And Stone Blanton, again, not a great player yet, but you see some of the playmaking ability. Had that amazing forced fumble late. I thought that was huge. They didn't get it, and it was kind of like a Benny Hinn, whatever, with the music and kicking the ball around and all that kind of stuff. But Stone Blanton, I feel like, brings something, the passion, all those different things to the 49ers. And, man, really, really just happy with what he did. Nothing that's really, like, highlight-worthy outside of that forced fumble, but he was all over the place. And I thought he played way better than Nick Martin, way better than Nick Martin. Now, let's flip the script, and if you are one of those people that's just, like, positive vibes only, we're going to cover stock down. And it's a long damn list. It's long. Nick Sakel, about as bad as you could possibly be to start the game. Spencer Burford, oh my gosh. You got to move him to guard. That dude can never play left tackle again, ever. And maybe, I'm sure somebody's going to say, dude, you can't give up on somebody after just one game. That was so bad. Three consecutive plays in a row, you got your quarterback hit, tackle for losses. I mean, couldn't block Nick Bonito. Nick Bonito's amazing. Again, I don't want to pour salt into the wound here. You drafted Drake Jackson when Nick Bonito was still on the board. Shout out to Wayne Breezy for nailing that one. But Spencer Burford, awful. Alfred Collins, bad. Blown off the ball way too many times. Wasn't horrible tape, but whenever your number one reason you got drafted was to maintain against duo and double team blocks and you don't do that, that's a negative. Did get some pass rush, you know, productivity. Almost batted a ball down on fourth down, but like, no. Great effort. stock down on Afrikaans. That's my guy. You guys know that, but I'm going to be honest with you. Film don't lie. And when we go over the film this week on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon, like, it's not good tape. Carter Bradley, good God, worst player on the field. He's not going to be with the 49ers much longer. And the 49ers shouldn't keep five quarterbacks. Curtis Rourke has a legitimate chance to win the quarterback three job, and he's got a torn ACL. But you don't need to keep five quarterbacks with so many injuries. And you sure as hell don't need Tanner Mordecai and Carter Bradley. That come on, man. Darrell Luter, I thought, played awesome to start and then kind of returned to what he's been so bad. That busted coverage, I mean, wide open in the end zone. Literally, a player caught the touchdown, didn't celebrate, but made fun of the 49ers. And you know, I posted the screenshot where you have two players telling Darrell Luter, what are you doing while the ball is in the air? Because he's just so bad. Penalties, gave up, you know, incredible cushion. But he was so great against Courtland Sutton in the first quarter. Like, what is this? It's just a lack of consistency. I thought it was bad. Austin Pleasance, no. Way too heavy-footed to play tackle. There's a reason why he's an NFL journeyman at this stage, sadly. He can run block, but he cannot pass block against a speed rusher. It was so bad. Robert Beal Jr. made some plays, was consistent. But, man, he broke contain and gave up outside contain, I think, four times on one drive. And that's your staple, right? Like, you're not a second-round pick like Alfred Collins who's going to get time to develop. You're a fifth-round pick who has been given time to develop, and your strength is edge setter. You can't give that up four times. That's why they've trusted you and relied on you. You're kind of going against them there. Nick Martin might have had the worst performance of anybody on the defensive side. It was so bad. I counted four missed tackles on one drive, gave up a touchdown pass. He's doing too much, You got to let him develop. He's third-round pick. He's safe. Jake Moody, what the hell? We didn't even kick field goals, and he still screwed up. Kicked the freaking kickoff into the end zone. And people are saying, oh, well, the coaches told him to do that. I've had this same argument year after year with Jake Moody, 3 years in a row in the preseason. Why is Jake Moody doing this? And then they go and they ask Kyle Shanahan, did you tell him to kick him in the end zone? And he's like, no, we did it. Like, and you can see it by his body language. He was pissed off. That dude has no business doing kickoffs ever. He shouldn't be on any team, let alone be the highest drafted kicker in the NFL. Meanwhile, you got six-round kickers out there kicking 70-yard field goals. Nah. Anyway, Jake Moody sucks. Injuries, Tatum Bethune had his ankle, came back and played, so that's huge. Probably the biggest injury is Demir Abdullah and the Marquis Siegel. Those are kind of the two big ones. But, you know, I want to get to just some of the kind of overall plays. And I'm sorry, the chat is down. I know you guys can see it, but what I'm on StreamYard, it's down. So I can't see any of the chat comments. So, like, I feel terrible, but I can't see those. Now, I do want to get to a couple more plays and players right when we get back. But if you go to any 49ers games at any point this year, you know where you got to get your tickets.
Hey, Niner faithful. If you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, TickPick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. TickPick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the TickPick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community. And all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the TickPick app or TickPick.com. Just search 49ers Rush.
You know, another player that I don't really have in my stock up, but he had a really bad practice earlier this week. That was Jacob Robinson. I thought Jacob Robinson was out there scrapping. I really, really did. And so I was really overall impressed just by this secondary. And this was kind of, you know, all four quarters. It didn't matter the rotation, whatever. The secondary was spot on. And that's a transition from Nick Sorensen to Robert Saleh. You simplify everything. You make sure everybody knows what to do. And you've got rookies at all three levels. I mean, corners, nickel corners, safeties. It doesn't matter. There's rookies everywhere. you really just had that one major bust in coverage by Darrell Luter Jr. Outside of that, man, Jacob Robinson looked good. Dallas Flowers looked good. That touchdown pass was caught over, but that was damn good coverage. Like, Dallas Flowers, I thought just, I love the way he plays. Comes up and hits in the run game. Like, one of my biggest question marks of this 49ers roster was outside corner. And, man, Trey Brown, Dallas Flowers, Jacob Robinson. I just really think that there's some quality guys that could play there. Now, Darrell Luter Jr. I have no confidence in whatsoever, but he played his best against Cortland Sutton and the ones and Bo Nix. And it's like, where is the consistency of this? But I do love the fact that you're getting quality secondary play. Derek Canteen, I thought, had some meaningful snaps. The safety position, obviously, Marquis Siegel. Hopefully that knee injury's not bad. But, man, this was just – It's almost like a Charles Dickens novel. Like, it was the best, it was the worst of times. You go out there after getting shellacked on the Thursday joint practice, and the defense freaking has plus points. You get a safety, you hold their starting offense to three drives, no points, and you get a safety. It's just like, holy cow. If you're going to get that type of defensive play against the Broncos and Sean Payton, like, they're pretty solid. It gives you a lot of hope. And Mac Jones, goodness, he's operating well. Yeah, he had that interception, but that was kind of – Jordan Watkins had two interceptions this game alone when targeted. One of them was 100% his fault. The other one, that was just – anyway, I don't want to get into those quarterbacks. But you have to develop consistency, and that's offensive line, running backs, wide receivers, defensive line. Consistency, consistency, consistency – is kind of the main issue that needs to be addressed with this team in general. Well, guess what? You have a young roster. Of course it is. You're going to get the splash plays with the youth, but can you limit the negative splash plays? And I don't think the 49ers are there yet. It's just one preseason game. There's two more. There's a lot more training camp. There's a lot more practices. There's a lot more development. But you kind of see, you have the thermostat. The temperature is set. You know what you need to work on. And, you know, I've been a part of coaching games where it's like, man, what is it that we're going to fix to get to where we're going to go? You know the answer. It's consistency. That's what you got to get. You have to up the bad plays and negate those out and just continue to do your damn job and not have those huge minuses. If the Niners can get to that, they're going to have a great team, a great season. The problem is you don't have the veteran depth that establishes that consistency, and that's kind of where we're at. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this show, and I'm sorry I can't see the chat. That's totally on me, and the stinking app's not working. But we'll be live all week, and as soon as the film comes out, when the NFL releases it, that's going to be up on the 49ersrush.com. We have a 7-day free trial going right now. That is how I feed my family. So look into the description of this video. Please sign up, whether that's Patreon or the 49ers Rush. They're basically the same thing, except the 49ers Rush is our website we built, and we get more of those proceeds. But if you're at Patreon, stay there. We'll have the film up this week, and we're going to go through it. And the age-old saying, the film's never as good or as bad as you think it is. It's always somewhere in between. And with some of these players, like, I hope I'm wrong on the Stockton. I hope Darrell Luter Jr. played better. I hope that, you know, the second and third round pick, Alfred Collins and Nick Martin, played better. That's what I'm hoping comes across. But we got a lot of answers or questions answered in this game, and we got a lot more to go. So thankfully the season doesn't start this week, because the 49ers got a lot of growth. They got a lot that they got to get to. Anyway, appreciate you guys. You are the absolute best. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.